Welcome back to this segment of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now we're going to talk with Sandy Rios of American Family Association. She actually used to be the president of Concerned Women for America. Now she's the director of governmental affairs for American Family Association, plus a talk show host for the AFA radio. Her own program is called Sandy Rios in the Morning. Now, just to time stamp this interview, we're talking at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday. An historical vote is happening even as we are recording this segment, and it's on the issue of the potential of defunding Planned Parenthood. Sandy, thank you so much for taking some time out to be with us.
My pleasure, Jerry. It's very nice to have a chance to talk to you.
Sure. Now, tell us about this vote about Planned Parenthood.
Well, the vote in the Senate that's taking place as we speak, and by the time this airs, we'll know the results, is the Senate Bill 1881. And the main sponsor is Joni Ernst, new senator from Arkansas. Wait a second. Where is she?
Montana. She's somewhere from Idaho or something like that. She's from the far
Iowa,
west.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're so knowledgeable, both of us. Anyway, Joni, I think it's Iowa. Got 32 co-sponsors for this bill. And it would basically defund Planned Parenthood. Now, the vote is taking place, but here's the thing, Jerry. They have to have 60 votes to reach cloture in order to vote for it. You know that's the Senate rule. Every bill has to be, they have to file a motion for cloture and vote if they all want to vote for it. They have a chance to say, yes, let's vote. And it takes, you can't vote on a bill until you've had cloture.
Okay.
So that's the part that's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, when the end of this day comes, I will be the most surprised person on the planet if they have 60 votes to vote on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Harry Reid said just at the end of last week, he laughed, and he said, good luck with that. He basically said, you know, we Democrats care about women's health. Those Republicans just listen to a few crazies, you know, on the right. And so I just don't expect, victory on this. And the sad thing is, Jerry, and when this airs, if I'm wrong, I will be the most happy person in the world. But the sad thing is that a week ago this past weekend on Sunday, the Senate had a special session. And during that session, they had what's called a must-pass bill, and that was a highway bill. And if they have a bill that they must pass, don't ask me to explain it, that's the kind of bill where people who really want things passed attach certain amendments. And they get the amendments through kind of riding along on the must-pass bill. So the motion was added, it was either by Senator Lee or Senator Cruz, to defund Planned Parenthood. And if that had been attached to the highway bill, the must-passed bill, a simple majority could have defunded Planned Parenthood with a vote in the Senate. It'd have to go to the House, but only a simple majority, which they had. But Leader McConnell refused to allow that vote and refused to allow that amendment. So that was a terrible disappointment, and that really was, I believe, the best chance they had to defund Planned Parenthood. So this action today, good for them. Glad they're voting, but I think many of us view this as kind of a show vote and not a whole lot more. When they could have done something about it, they didn't.
That's kind of disheartening. Okay, now for those not familiar with the overall story here, explain why the big push to defund Planned Parenthood.
Well, there's an organization that's kind of new to most of us called the Center for Medical Progress, and the person whose name is most associated with is David Dalyden. And David and others have gone undercover for the last 3 years into Planned Parenthood and also to an organization called STEM Express, which buys and sells what they call fetal tissue, which you and I would call the parts, the precious parts of little babies. And so they've gone undercover for the past 3 years, and they've done, I think, something around the area of 9 or 10 videos, and they have released 4 of them. And these videos are absolutely startling. The first video shows one of the medical directors who was an abortionist herself sitting at a dinner talking about extracting livers. She talks about how the head gets in the way of harvesting these valuable body parts and how you have to crush above and crush below. And she even entertained the notion of moving the baby around to a different position so that the organs that could be sold would be better preserved. And there's a lot more to say about it, Jerry, but first of all, changing the baby's position before you perform an abortion is absolutely forbidden by law. And selling little baby parts for a profit, now if you're selling them only where the expense is postage, maybe whatever time might be involved from staff to, you know, remove or assemble, but nothing more.
Yeah.
And in these videos, the staffers, doctors, and others from Planned Parenthood are talking about prices. One staffer, Mary Gatt, who is a medical director out in California, was laughing about if they could get enough of them, she'd like to have a Lamborghini. These are startling videos. One video goes inside Planned Parenthood and actually shows the various parts of a little baby torn apart in a pie dish.
Yeah.
And it shows the technicians bending over, and one of them says, oh, look, it's a boy.
Yeah.
It is just so jolting. And these videos have been released one at a time. And even people, I think, who are pro-choice, who are pro-abortion, have found them to be appalling. So much so that a judge in San Francisco last Friday put a stay on the release of any more of these videos. And that's a whole other story, Jerry. The judge who did that, it turns out he was an Obama appointee. He has raised $230,000 for the re-election of Barack Obama. And within 2 hours of the National Abortion Federation filing a motion to please get these videos stopped, he did exactly what the National Abortion Federation wanted, and he issued an order that the videos had to stop. So that's kind of, there's a lot more to say, but that's kind of the overview.
Well, okay, now going back to that stay, what does that mean then for the rest of the videos? And by the way, I understand from Troy Newman, it was in his office that the whole concept was born 3 years ago with John or with that David that you mentioned of the Center for Medical Progress. But they have 12 total. And so, as you say, 4 have been released and now comes this stay. So what happens? And the rest of them don't get released, or these are being released on the Internet anyway, right?
Well, there are a couple of things. I'm not the final word on this, but my understanding, Jerry, is that there are other ways to get the videos out. First of all, this judge's decision isn't the final decision, and there is a cutoff date. I don't think the stay is, you know, in perpetuity for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So we don't exactly know. I'm sure there'll be an appeal on that, because Center for Medical Progress did these videos in more than one state where the laws vary.
Right.
And so, in other words, the laws regarding videotaping conversations or, for instance, in Denver, I think it's a one-party consent, and that's where they did at least one, if not more, of these videos.
Mm-hmm.
So David L. Eden says that the Center for Medical Progress didn't do anything illegal. So, all right, the first 4 videos, I think, have done already tremendous damage to Planned Parenthood, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we're hearing, Breitbart reported this morning, or yesterday, that there is another video that shows that, or there's another report that Planned Parenthood actually took an entire baby and sold it to STEMEX, or gave it, whatever. I don't know I have to be very careful. I don't know if there was money exchanged, but somehow Planned Parenthood is reported to have gotten an entire preborn baby to STEM Express. And that is extremely troubling.
Wow.
And so I don't know what the rest of that report's going to be like. I suspect it's on one of the videos, but it's as though the word will get out even if the other videos, even if for some reason the judge should have success or the left should have success, I think the word will get out. And the last thing that I want to say about that is my understanding that congressmen and senators, maybe some of them already have access to these videos, and that they can't, in terms of hearings, they can't be stopped from releasing this information. That's my understanding, but I'm not an attorney.
Sure.
And
you don't play one on TV.
Someone has told.
Sure.
I don't, but yeah. I do know a lot of people who know a lot of things.
Sure.
That's my claim to fame.
All right, we're talking with Sandy Rios right now of the American Family Association. We are talking about the Planned Parenthood videos and the push to defund Planned Parenthood, which she unfortunately is saying is on the part of some in Republican leadership is basically like a showcase. It's not a real vote because they don't really mean it. They don't really want to follow through. And that's disheartening. But, you know, in some ways that makes a lot of sense because if they really wanted to stop abortion, they could have done that long ago.
Well, you know, Jerry, I even hesitate to say they don't want to stop abortion. I hesitate to say that. I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is when they had the right kind of vote a week ago last Sunday, when they could have defunded Planned Parenthood with a simple majority, which they had, they didn't do it. They waited to introduce this bill by Joni Ernst. They're making a big show of it, but they know they don't have 60 votes for cloture.
Mm-hmm.
I know they know that.
Okay.
And so so people can, you know, draw from that what their own conclusions are. But that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So the, you know, the House will have the votes, but it won't. There's nothing they can do without the Senate. So it's really tragic, and it's just indescribable. It just falls along the line of the string of inexplicable things that the Senate under Mitch McConnell's leadership have done that make no sense.
Hmm.
And it's just one disappointment right after another, either things they don't do or things that they do do.
Yeah.
And this is another one. Now, look, if while we're speaking on this Tuesday afternoon, Monday afternoon, should cross the aisle and vote to defund Planned Parenthood, I will be beyond the moon. And we will have to, well, we'll just be grateful. That's all.
You know, the media, let's talk about that for a moment, because it's surprising to me, but I'm grateful that CNN at least has reported on these Planned Parenthood videos. Meanwhile, I saw a little item from Media Research Center where it showed that ABC TV covered the Cecil the Lion story 15 times more than it covered the Planned Parenthood videos.
Yeah, you know, I've seen similar reports. I don't think it's just ABC. It really is stunning. I saw the breakdown from Media Research Center, too, and it wasn't just ABC. I think the New York Times finally had to break down and sort of say something about what went on in abortion because they had to cover the verbiage of one state that was trying to head Planned Parenthood off its path, and so they put in their bill some explicit language that explained what partial birth was and what it meant to move the baby's head around to not crush the organs that they were trying to harvest. And so the New York Times was forced to actually go into detail about that, but they never have before. So there are, you know, I think word is getting out, Jerry, and I think that certainly the thing that I think of that really breaks my heart is the women who are hearing about this who have agreed to abort their babies and maybe had no idea, really. I'm sure that, you know, they bear the blame for terminating the life of their babies, but I would venture to guess that many of them had no idea that this kind of procedure was going to happen to their babies. And it just makes the grief that much worse, I would think. And I grieve for them.
You know, I was watching a video from Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, where she's on camera directly addressing these videos and, you know, claiming that these are heavily edited and they're basically taking things out of context or whatever. But she also implies that the people give consent for the, you know, tissue donations, and which would imply, you know, she'll say that's the phrase she used, tissue donations, you know, as opposed to trafficking of body parts or whatever. But still, it implies that the mother did give permission. But, you know, I do not know that offhand. Do you know offhand if that's the case?
Well, let me say that Planned Parenthood has hired a very pricey PR group here in Washington, D.C. to help them spin their response to these damning videos.
Right.
And Cecile is, you know, following orders. Now, we don't know if mothers have given consent. I would say this. If they haven't, Planned Parenthood has broken the law.
Wow.
And one of the reasons why some of us suspect that not all these mothers have given consent is the very thing I just explained, Jerry, in the first video where this abortion doctor explains how sometimes they turn the baby around so that it's born breech. She didn't use those words. These are my words. She used medical terms. But to turn the baby around so that feet and legs come out first, so that the organs are intact when they're distracted, extracted. And she talked about how the head, you know, is kind of a problem. And so if any of us think that mothers are giving permission to deliver breech so that their baby's parts can be harvested, I sort of don't think so.
Yeah,
I would be very surprised if any woman, you know, regardless of her feeling about whether she should terminate the life of her baby, giving permission, yeah, sure, I'll have a breech birth. You know, turn the baby around and take it feet first and take, you know, take the parts you want. Really?
Wow.
I would just say, what's in it for her?
Yeah.
Except for, you know, more healing, more, I can't imagine that. So Cecile Richards can say that all she wants, but I believe it when I see it.
Mm.
And that is just one of, there are some other, Jerry, it's illegal, as I said, to sell fetal tissue, which we know is baby parts, whether it's brains, liver, kidneys, legs, arms. They're selling all the parts. It's illegal to do that if you are making any profit. On these videos from Center for Medical Progress, they are discussing, the staffers are discussing with these undercover like people, like David Daladin, actors, the price of these body parts, and kind of laughing and bartering about increasing the price. Well, the cost is the cost. How much does it cost to have somebody go through a pie dish and pull out, you know, little body parts? They should know how long it takes, and they should know how much the postage is. I'm sure it doesn't weigh much. And that's all they can charge without breaking the law. So that's it. If they're charging more than that, it is illegal. And thirdly, if they are changing the position of the baby in the womb in order to extract baby parts, that, too, is against the law.
Yeah.
So remember, partial birth abortion is illegal. We both remember that.
Yes.
That was passed by both houses of Congress, signed by President Bush in the early 2000s. And
twice.
It is against the law.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sandy, thank you so much for being with us. AFA.net for more information, is that right?
Yes, and we, you know, we've been encouraging people to let their senators know and the congressmen know. And listen, no matter what they have in mind in that body, we need to let them know
how
we feel about this.
This issue will not go away, I guarantee you. Either way. Sandy Rios,
exactly.
Thanks again. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.